The leather cover falls apart from its binding, the pages made of cheap quality paper available during the war. But historians call this book priceless. It is full of secrets. Secrets that reveal mysteries surrounding art looted by the Nazis in World War II.
These 39 volumes contain photographs of works of art secured by the Einsatzstab.
The Nuremberg Trials, December 18, 1945. 39 so-called Hitler albums are introduced into evidence, books with photos of the art Nazis pilfered from Jewish art collections. Hitler sold the artwork and used the money to finance the war effort.
Oh, mega amounts of money were involved.
This album is the first to be found since the Nuremberg Trials. It documents 50 paintings, much of them already returned to their rightful owners. Assistant archivist Michael Kurtz.
It shows exactly how widespread the looting was. It's a visualization that you can't get when you just read about it or study the records.
American entrepreneur and art devotee Robert Edsel donated the first of two albums to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The family of an American soldier gave him the books.
This American soldier found this thing. He was in the station near Berchtesgaden in May 1945 at the close of the war, and was in the Berghof, Hitler's Berghof, and picked it up, put it in his backpack, brought it home after the war, and there it sat in his attic for many, many years.
Historians estimate there are 85 of these albums, of which only 41 have been recovered. Archivists hope the discovery of this album will lead them to more. And then, with more photos, Nazi victims would have proof to reclaim their art. A task easier in the United States than in Europe. Senior archivist Greg Bradshaw.
In America, and in most states, all states, have a provision that once something is stolen, it's always stolen. Even if it changes hands several times in good faith, it's still stolen. Many European countries have laws that say if you bought it in good faith and can prove you bought it in good faith, it's yours.
It is a race against time, with pages crumbling and the World War II generation dying off. Again, Robert Edsel.
Take a look at what you've got. If you had a parent or something that fought in World War II, check.
Edsel says if more such mysteries are solved, only then will heirlooms like these return to the families where they belong. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.